I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. You better not get away, DJ. Gonna run this out right down right now.
Schlong swinging, schlong swinging. It's my schlong swinging, swinging.
Put her on the dance floor. Hello, everybody.
I'm so full of fish.
Did you know you can get a tapeworm from a raw fish?
Yeah, we went out for sushi.
All you can eat, baby.
All you can eat. Literally. And we did a lot of research last night on tapeworms.
Don't ask us why.
No questions, no follow-ups.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Actually asking for a friend. We don't have tapeworms.
That you know of.
Do you have something you need to tell me?
I don't know. I probably have something growing inside of me, and it's definitely not a fetus.
It's Satan.
Yeah, it's rage. We're not even
something else.
We're not even done Feb, and I'm so tired.
Well, when this comes out, it'll definitely be over.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, February's done, and I'm so over it. No, yesterday was Valentine's Day. We pre-record everything. So Meth Boy came back.
Why don't you give a little previously on for our listeners?
Okay.
Previously on. Not your mother's book club.
So Meth Boy came back.
Meth Boy came back.
Meth Boy's a guy I dated a year ago. It ended fine. And then he came back with a fucking vengeance. It was just the worst. He took me out. He wooed me with his words in a way that was like, I listen to your podcast all the time and I'm in love with you. I haven't stopped thinking about you for a full year. I remember everything about your past, your present, your future. I am everything that you wanted, needed, hoped for, prayed for. Here I am. And I was like, I don't believe it. And he goes, let me show you with my actions that I'm in it to win it. And I was like, okay, still don't believe it, but thank you. And then he had the fucking audacity to be like, not feeling it. And I was like, what? You came back. Like, what the actual... And I know it's a trope. You don't let exes back. This is now my second excapade.
Who is the first?
Oh. What was his nickname?
I don't think he had...
Oh, Simple Boy. We said it so like...
Oh, yes. Simple.
Oh, sweetie. He fell off a roof.
didn't die.
Truly did. He stopped mid-sex with me because Dharma came home and had to go say hi to her.
What can I say?
She pimps me out well.
The crowd loves me.
Truly, though. Meth Boy asked about her. I'm like...
Don't bring me into this if you're just going to break up with my girl. Because I got a baseball bat and I ain't afraid to use it.
Yeah, and that's her dick.
That's my big schlong.
Yeah, she's going to fuck you so good.
Hey, I've been taking boxing classes for a reason, y'all.
What? With your penis?
Yeah, I've been taking fencing classes and I'm learning how to fence with my dick.
Nice.
Yeah.
So while Dharma's actually like bettering herself in this universe, I'm just slowly killing myself, I think, with these awful...
Hold on.
We've been watching Traitors, and I think we should go on it and pretend that we don't know each other.
We would be so bad.
So bad.
But I think we should do this, too.
Yeah.
But there's this guy on the Traitors that literally, on the British one, he always goes, hold on.
All the time.
Like Hodor.
It's like, shut up. Just hold the door.
Hold the door. You have not been trying to kill yourself, Michaela. You have been trying.
Thank you for that clarification.
You've been trying to find love.
Yeah.
Which is such a noble thing to do. Everyone,
it's so psychotic.
Everyone deserves love. Everyone loves love and wants love. That doesn't mean that just because you're getting hurt by stupid men, that it's not a valiant
cause.
Yeah,
it's just crazy to me, all of the lies. Like, I actually just can't. It surprises me every time, but I'm like, how are we this delulu?
But like, sometimes, most of the time, it's not surprising. But I this guess. Time, even me, like, we were both bamboozled. Yeah,
this one really...
We thought Meth Boy would be it.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, he came back so well. And I realized that he was love bombing me. But, like...
It's hard to tell if there's love bombing until it's all said and done.
Yeah, well, because we've also already dated. So, like...
Yeah, there's trust there.
Yeah, we knew what we were getting into. And then it was just... It was so wild. I wasn't even mad because I liked him that much. I was mad because he, like, weaseled his way back in.
Yeah.
And I was, like, about to drink the Kool-Aid. Like, I was like, you know what? My trust issues are in the toilet, but I think that this one's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then for that to happen, I was like, no.
Because he really said all the right things.
Yeah. But this also goes back to my face. Yes, to my face. I was like, goes back to my point, like, men need to stop saying things that they think women want to hear. Just say the things that you want to say and that you genuinely believe.
Say what you want to say.
Also, if you're lonely, the solution isn't to date a woman. Go get friends.
Yeah.
Go touch fucking grass, kick rocks, hug your family. Like, I don't have time for, oh, I'm so lonely.
No one's going to cure that for you, mama.
Yeah, you have a cat. Like, fuck.
Does he actually have a cat?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah,
that might be a lie, though.
Mildred. Or... How would that be a lie? You literally saw the cat.
Yeah, but like a year ago.
Maybe she's dead. Maybe he ate her.
Maybe it's all a lie. Maybe. Not that he ate her. Anyways, Meth Boy's dead.
And the reason we call him...
No, we can't even tell the story.
It's the funniest story because it's the most dumb mostly me. The most dumb we've ever been.
So we thought that maybe he was on drugs.
Well, he told you. He said, I think I have a drug problem.
Yeah. On our first date, he's like, so I have a drug problem. And then he was like, how's your love life been? Like, he like really skimmed right over it. And I was like, what?
What's the drug problem?
And so then I asked him about it again on our second date or something. And I was like, hi, so you really offhandedly mentioned that you have a drug problem. Can you elaborate? And he said, like, it's just party drugs.
He's like, I do MDMA recreationally.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, in my brain, like, I don't really know what that is. So I came home and I FaceTimed Dharma.
So just picture both of us on FaceTime. The view is both of us thumbs. It's just our foreheads on the screen, furiously typing, trying to look up what MDMA is. And I Google, what is MDMA? And it says, blah, 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 methamphetamine. And I go, oh my God, it's meth.
But she does it in such a way that's like, oh my God, it's meth. I'm on the other end and I'm like, what? This boy's on meth? Like, and so I'm like freaking out, like I'm dating a meth head. and then we come to realize it's not.
Ecstasy.
Like it's really just a party drug, which whatever.
Oh my God. So funny. So he's meth boy.
Okay, so if a man was on like a drug, okay, what would be your like ideal drug that he was on?
Or maybe Adderall. Xanax.
Not the psi. Adderall.
Not weed, that's for sure.
No, weed's the worst. I've dated potheads and they make me want to kill myself.
I know too many potheads. No. And no matter what way you put it, they're useless. I don't care. Yes. I said what I said. If you're a pothead, figure it out.
Yeah, I was dating this guy who was a pothead. He had like no sex drive, mm-hmm, actually to the point that he would like shame me about my sex drive, which was crazy because we dated for like a handful of months and we hadn't even gone through a box of condoms, like, and he thought that that was too much. Like, it was just like, that makes no sense to me, which also, like, not to shame people with different sort of like sexualities, but like he was really putting me down for wanting to have more sex and there wasn't like a proper conversation about why he felt that way. He was just like putting it on me and being like, that's whorish actions. I was like, okay. I literally one day to get his attention, like laid on his bed naked to be like, hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I want you. surprise, here's my vagina. And he literally, high out of his mind, was like, I'm gonna go play video games. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's
your naked insane. Girlfriend is laying on your bed and you are like, no, but I have a plan to go play video games.
No.
Fucked up. Like, so fucked up. So potheads are a huge no-no for me.
Huge big no.
Meth is probably a big no-no.
Absolutely. Are
you kidding me? What if someone was, like, really into cocaine?
You know who you are. That doesn't impress me. Like,
that don't impress me much.
Those finance bros.
No.
People who want to stay up all night. Like, absolutely do it recreationally. Like, once in a blue moon when you go out. I have no issues with cocaine.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a party drug. So it shouldn't be. Same with pot. Like.
Yeah. It's not so much the drug. It's the person that comes with the drug. Like, yeah. It's usually associated with a type of human that it's like, I wouldn't even come close to dating someone in that realm.
And whether that's like that type of person is attracted to the drug or the drug creates that type of person. Yeah. Not sure what it is. But either way, I'm generalizing for sure. But I'm not interested in that.
It's also your opinion and it's your life.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, I think that if you have an addiction to anything, it's kind of just bad. I think everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
Which babe. Also, like, me saying that, I probably am highly addicted to, like, food and trash television. Like, hey. Everyone has their addictions, right? What's your addiction? Porn.
Huh?
What's the worst addiction? If someone was like, I'm addicted to, like, my strange addiction.
Okay. Drinking bleach is pretty bad.
Yeah, I was going to say that one.
Drinking bleach is pretty bad because it's also, you're just killing yourself.
Yeah. I feel like once a season we talk about my strange addiction.
I think it's more than that, babe.
I kind of like it.
The sexual ones are... This is bullying, but they're funny.
Like, it's a disease.
The guy who was in love with his car, like, that's funny.
Oh my God, fuck your car. I think that's so hot. Would you have a threesome with a man?
Okay, if you're fucking your car, what part of the car do you fuck? And it can be whatever. Like,
inside or out?
You can be receiving or giving. Oh. Like, what is...
Well, 100% the holster. What's it called? The jostle? The stick?
Joystick.
The joystick.
The jostler.
It literally has the name to fuck me. Fuck me with your joystick.
Yeah.
Like, rub up on it. Give it a little soothing action. You worked too hard today. Jostle that joystick. I don't know. I think that makes sense. What would you fuck?
That or, like, if I had something to give, it would penetrate. Be, like, the gas... tank.
Whoa.
That's... like the hole, the nozzle.
There's gas in there.
I'm living on the edge. I'm not gonna just light it on fire. What, I have a dick that just makes sparks?
Dunk in your dick in gas?
I don't know how far that goes down.
I don't know either. Test it out.
Let's see.
What about something that, like, vibrates in the car? Like, if it's one of those, like, vroom, vroom, like, every time you, like, crank it and it's like
the
vibrating.
Subwoofer in the back?
I love it. I think we should go fuck a car. Fuck the muffler.
Go fuck the muffler.
Okay, if you could fuck any inanimate object, what would you like? I would fuck a microphone and make someone, like, somehow talk into the microphone so that it vibrated as it's, like, inside of me.
Microphones don't vibrate.
Don't worry about it.
Amps vibrate.
Okay, I'll fuck an amp. What are you fucking? What's your inanimate object?
Okay, I'm fucking nunchucks.
Oh, one in each?
Sure.
Oh.
Two in one.
It's like a two-sided dildo.
Yeah.
With a chain in the middle.
Absolutely.
That's so kinky. I like that we went from drugs to my strange addiction to inanimate objects that we would fuck.
Makes sense to me.
And we ended at nunchucks.
That makes perfect sense in my brain, babe. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, what book are you reading today?
Wow, Michaela's like, let's get on with this shit.
Well, I've been talking for too long.
Well, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Dharma. I read sex scenes out loud.
I'm Michaela, and I want to fuck my car.
And this is
Not Your Mother's Book Club.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a good book for me today?
We'll see.
Because my soul is unwell and I need something to replenish my bullshit meter.
Okay, the book I have this week is actually a listener suggestion.
Oh my God. If this sucks, I'm coming after you.
I couldn't tell you who did it because it's been a long time since it was suggested.
Oh, we're the worst.
I know. Sorry.
Was it a TikTok suggestion? Maybe I'll remember because it usually goes through me.
Yeah, it might have been Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So you let me know.
Yeah, great.
It's called The Deal.
Oh, yeah, wait. The cover looks so familiar and I'm kicking myself that I can't remember who suggested this.
Yeah, so this is The Deal by Elle Kennedy. I think she's out there on the shelves. Like, she's pretty known.
Elle Kennedy.
Yeah.
Love.
Do you want to give some closed captionings?
Yeah. The front cover is a woman with high socks and black undies and some sort of, like, not a jersey, but that sort of vibe of a shirt, giggling, hands in crotch, seduction. And then there's, like, a big whistle dangling. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby.
What sport do you think this is?
Football? Golf.
Golf. I know you said you were off of athletes this year, but this is one of your athletes.
It's hockey.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
She's about to make a deal with the college bad boy, and it's going to be oh so good.
I love a good sports book. Like, it's so outrageous. I was watching the... Oh my God, I was about to say the Stanley Cup. That's so not right. I was watching the Super Bowl and all these men were running out. And I was like, the testosterone in this room is psychotic.
Like, truly too much.
It's just men yelling.
There is such a thing as too much testosterone.
I think that they do it. There's too much.
They're fucking.
Yeah, we need to stop. The cheerleaders are just there, like, drinking it up.
Who are they shimmying for? No one.
The audacity. It's crazy.
Hannah Wells.
Yeah.
Has finally found someone who turns her on.
Girl, it doesn't last, though. Like, they'll turn you on, but then they're going to get a concussion and they're going to forget who you are. Shout out to Ice Cream.
But while she might be confident in every other area of her life,
not this. I'm so scared.
She's carting around a full set of baggage when it comes to sex and seduction. If she wants to get her crush's attention, she'll have to step out of her comfort zone and make him take notice, even if it means tutoring the annoying, childish, cocky captain of the hockey team in exchange for a pretend date.
See, I shake my head because I'm ashamed, but I'm... oh, so excited. Like, the captain of the team.
Oh.
Hockey players are so hot. Like, it's so... I am Robin from How I Met Your Mother. Like, yeah. They're so... I want you to have no teeth. Like, I want Shorzy from... what's
Letterkenny.
From Letterkenny. Like, that's my ideal man. I want a man that's lost a lot of brain cells, but is so hopelessly devoted to a woman because he's kind of not all there. Like, I want that so bad. I want his brain to match the missing teeth in his face.
Oh, like, my God.
But I want him to be, like, buff and strong and lovely and so, so kind.
Aww.
But so dumb.
Like, yeah.
That's it. It's all I want. But I keep meeting...
dumb and hot.
Sports guys that are assholes. Yeah. Like... maybe I just need to meet them when they're older.
You need to wait a bit longer for the brain cells to be taken
prime.
Out.
Yeah. When there's one left.
Yeah. The one that can be passed down through the sperm.
Give it to me.
Give me your last.
I'm like cell. Ursula. Give me your last brain cell.
All Garrett Graham has ever wanted is to play professional hockey after graduation. But his plummeting GPA is threatening everything he's worked so hard for. If helping a sarcastic brunette make another guy jealous will lift his grades and secure his position on the team, he's all for it. But when one unexpected kiss leads to the wildest sex of both of their lives, it doesn't take long for Garrett to realize that pretend isn't going to cut it. Now he just has to convince Hannah that the man she wants looks a lot like him.
Oh, I love that. I'm so here for it. The name Garrett reminds me of a man that sang at me on a date. You know, very like, I'm just Ken vibes.
Mm. Was this the twin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He walked me home after a date and I asked, what's your favorite song? And then he proceeded to sing it at me.
Wait, was this right outside the house? Yeah. I feel like I heard it. I feel like I remember being like, what's happening out there?
Like a cappella, not touching me, no dancing, just standing in front of me. And he sang the whole song. And I was like, not the this whole is crazy.
You know what? You had a cappella boy and I had tappy tap.
Yeah. Choose your fighter.
Choose your fighter.
But the best part of the whole thing was then after he sang, then he kissed me and he left. And after, when he was walking away, I looked across the street and this old guy, Luigi, that always sits.
Yes, Luigi!
He sits on his porch and he's kind of like, he watches the neighborhood. And he was just sitting there watching me. And he looked at me and smiled and waved. And I was like, oh no.
You're like, hey, Luigi.
And you just watched a man serenade me so awkwardly and then kiss me and walk away. Oh my God.
Okay, 411.
Yeah, okay, I'm ready.
Hannah Wells, guess what she's majoring in at school?
History. Literature.
Nope.
Communications.
You're way off, Sister Fran.
Nursing?
Nope. Voice.
She's a singer? Get out. You can't major in that.
Yeah, she's majoring in music.
No, it's just trauma.
It's that Hilary Duff movie.
Oh my God. What's
Raise your voice.
Well, yeah, yeah. What's that like riff that she does?
Well,
it's so psychotic. And I couldn't tell you now. It's so funny. And then her fingers are in her pocket.
Look it up.
Raise Your Voice is so iconic.
The funniest thing too is that the whole class is like, oh my God, she got it. And it's so bad.
Reactions on everyone's faces are like, oh, a star.
Oh my God. La 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 la. Whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good. Hilary Duff, I love you.
Oh my God.
Like, not even making fun of. You're an icon and you are what I've built my entire life on.
1000%. That's my Jesus.
That's my Roman Empire.
That's my Roman Empire.
That and low-rise jeans.
Oh, but like not in a good way.
Yeah, like no. They gave me trauma, actually. Truly. That's my trauma response. I see a navel and I go...
La 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 la.
No, but it's also in that movie, the guy who drums and the woman who plays the piano.
Yeah.
And then when they fuck in the rehearsal room, I cannot, because he's like so obsessed with her and he's making noise to piss her off. And then she gets so mad and then they just like go at each other. I think that was when I was born. The feral.
That's when I exited my mother's womb.
The feral flame inside flourished.
Oh.
That's my poem.
Wow. You should write that down. So Hannah is a music major.
Sure.
She has a huge stinking crush on this guy called Justin.
Oh, God. Justin, names with a J.
Immediately no.
Get it out.
And he plays for the football team.
Sure.
But she is very shy, doesn't really talk to guys.
Oh,
because
sure.
of her dark and twisted past.
Which is?
You gonna guess it?
She got hit in the face with a hockey puck when she was...
Like, you're on the right track.
Her,
it's
she
a little
was
more aggressive.
In, no, I'm ready. She snuck out of the house to go see a band with her brother.
Okay.
They were driving in the car. The car got hit. Brother died.
Okay. But wait, then isn't that the plot of a movie? This is Raise Your Voice. That took me too long to get.
No, because this is, yeah, I was waiting for you to get it. No, but this is different because before he died, he put together a video of her singing and submitted it to a summer school program.
And she got accepted.
Yeah, but then she has to hide it from her dad because her dad is mad.
Yeah. Dad is mad. No, her Dark and Twisted Past is a lot more serious.
Oh, was she?
She got sexually assaulted. And then was like scarlet lettered, run out of town because the guy who did it was the mayor's son. So like they went to court and everything, but the judge dismissed the case. And then the bad guy's parents sued her parents.
The bad guy's
parents. The bad guy.
You mean the president?
The mayor.
Oh, sorry.
The mayor sued the parents.
Oh, my God.
L. Kennedy said, let there be trauma.
You know what? Yeah, though. It's real. Like,
shit happens.
Sad how often that is the case.
Honestly.
It's bullshit.
Honestly. So anyways, that's her Dark and Twisted Past.
Sure.
Ever since, she's never been able to orgasm with another person. Mm-hmm. So that's like her hang up. And so she's very nervous around guys. And then Garrett, one day, they have the same philosophy class. And there's a really hard test. And everyone fails except Hannah. She gets an A. And so Garrett, who is a history major.
Sure.
He's a history major, but he plays hockey.
Yeah.
He sees her test and is like, yo, you got an A? You need to tutor me because if my GPA goes lower than 3 point whatever, then I'm off the hockey team. And she's like, no way, sir. I'm not going to tutor you. He eventually convinces her after much, much persuasion.
Yeah.
He says he will take her on a pretend date and teach her how to woo Justin. And the pretend date will make Justin like her because Justin will see that popular guys are noticing her.
I hate the patriarchy.
Yeah.
That's such bullshit. But sure. Yeah.
And it works.
Okay.
They go on this date. They're hanging out. They're actually becoming really good friends.
Cute. I like that.
Yeah.
Friendship.
Yeah. The banter is really good.
Nice.
He's very supportive of her. They fall in love, I guess. But before that, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Garrett one day is like, how do I even know that you're a good kisser? And Hannah's like,
why does he need to know that?
So he can sell her as wares. Well, that's what he's doing. He's pimping her out.
That's terrifying.
He's dating her so other men date her.
Maybe I need to do this.
What?
Because the one time when I went on that date with Cashew.
Yeah.
And we were on the date and the guy serving us was like hitting on me every time he left.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe that's what I need this.
You need a wingman. You need a hot straight. Well, it doesn't have to be straight, but sure. You need a hot guy friend that will go out for you and be your fluffer, dummy? Basically.
Yeah. Fluffer. That's a good word for it. Because guys like things that they can't have.
Yeah.
I love a game. Put me in, coach.
Yeah. So anyways, Hannah's like, well, let's test it. Crazy makeout. Garrett's great. Like, I'm in love with this woman. And then Hannah's like, wow, I'm actually like, I felt something sexually when I kissed Garrett. Maybe Garrett, since he's like known as a sex god around campus, maybe he can fix me sexually.
Yeah.
That's her train of thought.
Yeah.
So she proposes it to him. And is like, let's start having sex or like doing sexy things so that I can maybe orgasm again. Because with you, there's no pressure. Like, I don't feel pressure to perform with you because we're friends.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at.
I love this tactic. Maybe I need to use this.
What?
On a date. On a date, I'm like, okay, I just have to... I have to put it out there. I've gone through the last 2 months being completely honest about where I am, what I want, what I deserve, what I need. Men meet me in that conversation. They're like, yes, I'm here for it. I want something serious. This is all the things. And then it turns out that they actually just lied about it all and they actually don't want a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm back on my toxic train.
This is, well, we're working the scientific method
here, yeah. It's right? Science, actually.
We have a hypothesis.
Yeah, it's an experiment.
Yeah, your hypothesis was, if I'm honest, I'm just going to lay it all out.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. And it didn't work.
No, it actually made it worse because then I'm more hurt.
Yeah.
Because I've been, like, actually lied to.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just, like, go with the flow and see what happens, I can't really be mad that I'm getting hurt. Because we're just going with the flow.
So now we're just revisiting the hypothesis. That's yeah. It.
So
what's your new hypothesis?
So new hypothesis, I go on dates with guys. And on the date, I'm just like, you know what? I don't actually think anything's going to happen here. But I have a lot of trauma to like work through. And I would love for you to just like be that person that I work through my trauma with. But I'm going to go seriously date other people.
Yeah.
But I kind of just want you to like hang around and be this trauma person for me.
Yeah.
Is that cool? And they're going to be like... Well, I don't even know if you're a good kisser. And then that.
And that's when you get him.
Yeah. Maybe I just need to pick a random sexy book on the shelf and just reenact it. Like maybe I go on a date and I'm like, hello, father. I don't know why you haven't
been doing this the whole time.
Because I don't go on dates with my step uncles.
You don't have any step uncles.
Where are the planet barbarians?
Where are the aliens?
The Jurassic dinosaurs?
I think this means you need to go to more Comic Cons.
No. I don't think that's it. But maybe.
Oh.
What if I just go on a date and I'm like, hello, father. And the whole time he's like, why are you calling me father? I'm treating it like a confessional.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've just escaped my stripping days.
Will you absolve me of my sins, Father?
My ex is after me.
How many Hail Marys do I have to do?
This bench is really wet.
But this carpet's even wetter.
I'm not wearing panties. That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the move. I think I'm just slowly detaching myself.
Yeah, you are.
But I think it's fun. Okay, anyways.
I think that's all you need to know.
Great.
The first time they hooked up, it wasn't working. Like, he was fingering her. She felt so hot, but then she would get close to orgasm, and then it wouldn't happen. Mm. And then he was like, okay, let's start again. Why don't we pleasure ourselves in front of each other, no touching each other?
Sure.
He's like, you can get off from masturbating, right? And she's like, yeah. He's like, okay, so do it. And he's like, it'll open our walls and make us trust each other because I think you need to trust me.
Oh, a man written by a woman is just so next level. Like, what man is putting in this work?
What college man?
Yeah.
What college, let's face it,
child
is doing this? This man's probably like 19 years old.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. So this is the next scene after that first initial master self, double self pleasure
sure.
scene.
That's it.
Words.
That's the one. So they haven't actually had penetrative sex yet.
No.
Great. I'm ready. I'm so in it to win it. Yeah, you bend that book back.
I'm going to break that spine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea what was said during the car ride to Garrett's townhouse. I'm sure we talked. I'm sure I saw the scenery whizzing past the window. I'm sure I even breathed oxygen in and out of my lungs like a normal person. I just don't remember any of those things. The second we stumble into his bedroom, I loop my hands around his neck and kiss him. Forget baby steps. I want him too bad to go slow, and my hands fumble for his belt buckle before his tongue even enters my mouth. His husky laughter tickles my lips, and then strong hands cover mine to stop me from undoing his belt. As much as I appreciate the enthusiasm, I'm going to have to slow you down, Wellesley. But I don't want to go slow, I protest. Tough cookies. Tough cookies? What are you, my grandmother? Does she say tough cookies? Well, no, I confess. Nana swears like a sailor, actually. Last Christmas, she dropped a motherfucker bomb at the dinner table, and my dad nearly choked on his turkey. Garrett barks out a laugh. I think I like Nana. She's very sweet. Uh-huh, sounds like it. He tilts his head. Now can we stop talking about your grandmother, Miss Moodkiller? You killed it first, I point out. Nah, I just changed up the pace. His gray eyes go molten hot. Now get on the bed so I can make you come. Oh my God.
Garrett.
I scramble onto the mattress so fast it brings another laugh to Garrett's lips, but I don't care how eager I look. The nerves I felt last night aren't wreaking havoc on my stomach today because my whole body is trembling with need. In the back of my mind, it does occur to me that maybe it won't happen again, at least not from Garrett's touch. But oh man, I'm dying to find out. He settles beside me and thrusts his hand in my hair as he kisses me. I've never been with a guy who's this rough with me. Devin treated me like I might shatter, but Garrett doesn't. Devin's her ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm not a fragile piece of china to him. I'm just me. I love how excited he gets, the way he pulls my hair if my head isn't exactly where he wants it to be, or how he bites my lip when I try to tease him by depriving him of my tongue. I sit up only so he can whip my shirt off, and then he uses one hand to unsnap my bra with the kind of Garrett dexterity I've come to expect. The second he takes off his own shirt, I press my lips to his chest. I didn't get to touch him yesterday, and I'm starving to know what he feels like, what he tastes like. His flesh is warm beneath my lips, and when my tongue darts tentatively over one flat nipple, a husky groan escapes his lips. Before I can blink, I'm on my back and we're kissing again. Garrett cups my breast, toying with my nipple between his fingers. My eyelids flutter closed, and in this moment, I don't care if he's looking at me. I only care about how good he's making me feel. "Your skin feels like silk," he murmurs. "Did you steal that line from a Hallmark card?" I crack. "Nope, just stating a fact." His fingers skim the undersides of my breasts. "You're soft and smooth and perfect." He lifts his head to give me a wry look. "My calluses are probably scratching the shit out of you, huh?"
I love a calloused hand! Hand! Oh my God, they're so good. I like this. It's very teen romance with spice.
Yeah.
There's nothing weird. They're just like aggressive teens fucking each other. Like, that's really it.
Truly.
It's very like needy, but also like written by a grown woman, so there's some sort of like nicety to it. Yeah.
They are, but it's the kind of erotic scraping that makes my heart pound. "If you stop touching me, I'll punch you." "Nah, you'll just break your hand if you do that. And I happen to like your hands." With a wicked smile, he takes my right hand and places it directly over his crotch.
Oh my God.
The hard bulge beneath my palm is so tempting, I can't help but stroke it. Garrett's features stretch tight. A second later, he quickly removes my hand. "Oh hell, bad idea. I'm not ready for this to end yet." I snort. "Aw, is someone quick on the trigger?" "Shut it, woman. I can go all night long." "Uh-huh, sure you can." He cuts me off with a blistering hot kiss that ends with me gasping for air. Then a naughty gleam lights his eyes again and he bends his head to kiss my nipple. A shock wave of pleasure blasts from my breast to my core. When Garrett's tongue darts out and swirls around the distended bud, I all but float away. My breasts have always been sensitive and right now they're a bundle of tight, crackling nerve endings. When he sucks my nipple deep in his mouth, I see stars. He shifts to my other breast, giving it the same thorough attention, the same lazy kisses and teasing licks. Then he begins kissing his way south. Despite the excitement surging through my blood, I experience a wave of anxiety. I can't help but remember all the times Devin did the exact same thing, kissing his way down my body, or how much time he spent between my legs when intercourse didn't seem to do it for me. But thinking about my ex right now is not what I ought to be doing.
No.
So I banish all thoughts of Devin from my mind. Garrett's breath tickles my belly button as his tongue grazes my belly. I can feel his fingers trembling as he undoes the button of my jeans. I like knowing that he might be nervous, or in the very least, that he's excited as I am. He always comes off as so cool and self-assured, but right now, right here, he looks like he's struggling to hold on to the last thread of his control. "Is this okay?" he whispers, sliding my jeans and panties down my hips. Then his breath hitches, and I feel a tad self-conscious as the hungry gaze fixes between my legs. I inhale slowly and say, "Yes." The first brush of his tongue against my folds is like an electric current shooting up my spine. I moan so loudly that his head lifts abruptly. "Tuck's home," he warns, humor dancing in his eyes. "So I suggest we use our indoor voices." I have to bite my lip to stop from making noise because what he's doing to me, holy mother of pearl, so good. He circles my clit with his tongue, then licks it in soft, slow strokes that drive me absolutely wild with desire. I suddenly remember how Allie confessed that she had to train Sean to do this because he used to go all motorboat on her clit from the word go. But Garrett needs no training. He allows my pleasure to build, going slow and making me crazy, making me beg. "Please," I whimper when the tempo once again becomes excruciatingly leisurely. "More."
I think it's really telling when people are bad at head.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
Because it just means that you're not enjoying it. The way to give good head is to enjoy yourself.
Yes.
And like if someone doesn't give good head, that's like a huge no-no.
Absolutely.
Because like you don't actually like what you're doing. You're not actually like listening, wanting to see pleasure. You don't actually care.
100%.
Because like a lot of guys, it'll just be like, "I'm just down there to like prep you so you're wet and then we can go."
Yeah, just like it's like a chore to them.
Yeah, and not even wet with like my own. It's like just like your own goober. And then here we go.
Not the goober.
A Matthew Gray goobler.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, yeah. This is very accurate.
Yeah. You just have to enjoy it. I think that that's like the biggest, like watch your partner, but also just like what you're doing.
Yeah.
When I like give a man head and I don't really like their penis, it's not enjoyable. And then
you also don't want to be down there very long.
Yeah, exactly. I usually, to be honest, just don't. If I don't like your penis, I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. That's better than like half-assed BJ.
Yeah, exactly. And usually men don't really ask for one. I don't know.
No, it's true. They don't really expect that.
No, unless they're like actual dicky boy.
Assholes, yeah.
Anyways, sounds like he's enjoying it. Good job. What's his name? Garrett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He raises his head and I'm pretty sure I've never glimpsed anything sexier than the sight of his glossy lips and burning gray eyes.
Oh my God. Okay, so there's a scene in Sex in the City where Miranda is like seeing this guy that goes down on her and comes up like so soaked with her like on his face, and he goes and kisses her, and it becomes this whole talking topic at their next lunch with the girls being right. Like, "That's so disgusting. Like, it's all over me.
Oh my God.
Like, wipe your mouth."
Oh my God. And they
call him like a messy eater.
And it's like, oh my God.
I just think that that's so stupid.
I think that's so dumb.
I think that sex should be kind of messy. Like,
yeah, otherwise you're not doing it right.
Yeah, where are your priorities?
Like, yeah. I don't give a shit.
No, unless maybe we're like at a function or like I'm dressed to go somewhere. Like, yeah, don't mess up my makeup and my hair.
Oh, well, yeah.
But for the most part, like, be messy.
100%.
I think it's kind of hot when a guy is like covered in your secretion.
Your juices.
My channel love juices.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my 2 cents.
"Do you think you can come like this?"
Yeah.
I surprise myself by nodding. I don't think I'm lying, though. I'm wound up so tight, I'm like a cartoon bomb about to detonate. With a low growl of approval, he leans down and wraps his lips around my clit. He sucks hard, simultaneously pushing one finger inside me, and I go off like a rocket launcher. The orgasm is 1,000 times more intense than the orgasms I've given myself, maybe because my body knows I wasn't the one who made it happen. Garrett did this. Garrett turned my limbs to jelly and sent this wave of sweet, pulsing satisfaction racing through me. When the incredible sensations finally abate, they leave behind a warm rush of peace and a strangely bittersweet feeling. What happens next is something I've only seen happen in movies, and it embarrasses the crap out of me. I start to cry.
What?
In a heartbeat, Garrett climbs up my body and searches my face in concern. "What's wrong?" His expression goes stricken. "Oh shit, did I hurt you?" I shake my head and blink through the onslaught of tears. "I'm crying because..." I breathe deeply. "Because I'm happy."
That's so pick me. I can't even. That's so disgusting. That's disgusting behavior. I've cried during sex, but it's because I knew I was going to break up with them.
No, you know what? This has actually happened to me before.
You've cried because you were so happy?
No, not because I'm happy, oh. But because the orgasm was so intense.
I see this for you.
It took me off guard. I wasn't expecting it.
What?
But I didn't start crying on purpose.
Was it like a wail, or you just like had one tear streaming down your guitar? Like, what was the vibe?
I wasn't crying like a whale.
No, I don't mean like a whale. I mean wailing.
Oh, no, I wasn't wailing.
How do you cry like a whale?
I don't know. No, no, no. It was just tears on my guitar.
Yeah, and then you stopped? Did they notice?
Yes. Yeah, he noticed. Oh. But I stopped. I was just like, wow, that was really intense. And then I was crying a little bit.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to do with that information.
I'm just saying, not her being like, because I'm happy.
I kind of like... just insulted the behavior. And then you're like, I've done that. I'm like, okay.
But I've cried because of an orgasm.
Okay. I'm not being judgmental. I am that TikTok sound right now that's like, be nice. You know that one? Where she's like trying to figure out what to say and the girl's like, be nice. She's like, I'm trying. Maybe I'll cry during sex once a man treats me nicely.
Maybe.
With respect.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll happen though. Ever.
Well, you also just don't cry.
This is true.
Well, you do, but you gotta be really put through it.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
I cried a lot a few days ago.
Because of freaking meth boy.
Yeah, and not even because of really him. I was mad at myself, like, crying because of the situation. Like, why'd I do
it? You should never blame yourself for that.
Well.
It's not your fault.
Two parties.
No, babe.
Yeah.
No, babe. He led you on. He made you think these things. He lied to your face. Don't blame yourself for being vulnerable and open to something that might bring you happiness.
Well, guess what? Never again. Jaded whore, closed off, locked gates. No one's getting in.
Please, someone come make her cry because of an orgasm. She needs it.
I dare you. I fucking dare you. I want a lineup of men trying to make me cry. It's like bus stop, but sexual and crying.
Trying to make me cry.
I want it.
It's like a kissing
booth. But euphoric crying.
It's like a kissing booth, but yeah, yeah. It's euphoric crying.
Yeah, it's a bunch of men just being like, I love you unconditionally. And I'm like, next. Get the fuck out of my face.
And some guy comes up. He's like, hey, sexy lady, give me a smile.
And you I'm go, like, and you're like, yes, yes, my husband. Yeah, it's actually just a man being like, hey. And I start crying.
He's got one snaggle tooth.
Snaggle.
You go crazy for a snaggle. Don't even try to deny it. You love it. A snaggle.
I love a man that looks like he's been kicked. Just a little kicking.
His features relax, and now he's looking like he's trying not to laugh. His jaw twitches as he meets my eyes. Say it, he orders. Say what? I use the corner of his blanket to wipe the moisture staining my cheeks. Say, Garrett Graham, you are a sex god.
Not that.
You have achieved what no other man have.
She didn't come.
Yes, she did.
Oh, I thought she just cried because she was happy.
No, she cried because she came.
Oh, so this is literally the same situation. I thought he was still trying to make her come and she just started crying.
No, the orgasm is 1,000 times more intense than the orgasms I've given myself.
Oh.
Maybe because... There's a whole paragraph, babe. Where you been?
I've been right here.
I've been here all along waiting for you to look at me.
But waiting for you is like waiting for rain in this drought. Useless and disappointing. Those are my tear ducts.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I punch him in the shoulder.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You are such a jerk. I will never, ever say those words. Sure you will. He smirks at me. Once I'm through with you, you'll be shouting those words from the rooftops. You know what I think? Women aren't supposed to think, Wellesley. That's why your brains are smaller. Science proves it.
And this is why I don't date sports boys anymore.
I slug him again and a howl of laughter flies out of his mouth. Geez, I'm kidding. You know I don't actually believe that. Well, I worship at the shrine of womanhood.
Nope.
He dons a solemn face. Okay, tell me what you think. I think it's time I shut you up.
Yeah, girl, sit on his face. Sit on his face.
Do you like sitting on guys' faces?
I haven't done it in a while, to be honest. I used to feel very self-conscious about it. Like 69ing, never liked it.
No, I hate 69ing.
Because also, 69ing, you are so preoccupied with yes. someone else's pleasure.
And it's both of you preoccupied. Yeah. So it's like you're both like
it's always
giving half, but also taking half. But yeah. it still kind of feels good. So you're like, what?
Yeah, it's kind of a waste of time.
It is.
And also like who, like you want my ass in that direction.
Yeah.
Like I just, I don't know. It's really weird. I don't like it. But I dated this guy in university and he was like, I want you to kill me with your vagina.
Yeah.
Like, it was like,
suffocate me. Yeah.
And I kind of at first was like, but then we did it a few times and maybe because that's what he likes. So he's really good at it.
Right.
And it was really good. And I actually enjoyed it a lot. And it's kind of like powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it a lot with other... I feel like guys are either really yay or really nay.
Yeah.
For some guys, it gets them off. So, I don't know. Haven't done it in a while. But when I did do it with someone that liked it, I liked it.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways.
He snickers. Yeah? How do you plan on... He hisses when I cup his package and give it a hearty squeeze. You're evil. And you're a cocky jerk, so I guess we both just have to deal. Aw, thanks for noticing how cocky I am. He smiles innocently, but there's nothing innocent about the way he thrusts his erection into my hand. Suddenly, I don't feel like teasing him anymore. I just want to see him come apart. I haven't stopped thinking about the way he looked last night when he... My sex clenches at the memory. I tackle his belt buckle, and this time he lets me undo it. In fact, he falls onto his back and lets me do whatever the heck I want. Okay, she undresses him, and then they talk about his tattoo for a second.
Oh.
So I'm going to skip ahead.
Yeah, I say skip ahead.
I roll my eyes, but I don't stop what I'm doing. I drag my tongue over the black flames, then kiss my way to his chest. He tastes like soap and salt and man, and I love it. So much that I can't stop licking every frickin' inch of him.
No, a man's penis that tastes like soap? Means that he quickly, in the bathroom, washed his dick.
Bird bathed it.
Yeah, with hand soap.
Ew.
That's such a college thing. Oh, no.
I know he's enjoying my very thorough exploration as much as I am because his breathing becomes ragged and I can feel the tension rippling through his muscles. When my mouth concludes its journey by brushing against the tip of his penis, Garrett's entire body goes rigid. I look up and find glazed gray eyes peering back at me. You don't have to do that if you don't want to, he says gruffly. Huh, then it's a good thing I want to, isn't it? Some girls don't like to. Some girls are idiots.
Yeah, it's because you taste like soap, Garrett.
My tongue touches his hard flesh and his hips snap off the bed. I lick his smooth, engorged head, savoring the taste of him, learning his texture with my tongue. When I draw the tip into my mouth and suck gently, he makes a tortured noise deep in his throat. Jesus, Wellesley, that feels... It feels what? I tease, looking up at him. Unfucking believable, he croaks. Don't ever stop. I mean it. I want you to keep blowing me for the rest of your life. Is his growly request good for my ego? Nah. It's great for my ego. Since he's too big to take all the way in my mouth, and I'm not a deep throat expert, I wrap my fingers around the base of him, sucking and pumping in unison, my pace alternating between slow and teasing and fast and urgent. Garrett's breathing grows more and more labored, his groans growing more and more desperate. Hannah, he chokes out, and I feel his thighs tighten and know he's about to climax. I've never swallowed before, and I'm not brave enough to try it now, so my hand takes over as I stroke him to release. With a husky grunt, Garrett arches his spine and wetness spurts onto my fingers and his stomach. His face is mesmerizing and I can't tear my gaze off of it. His lips are parted, cheeks taut. His eyes are a hazy swirl of gray, like a thick mass of clouds gathering before an impending storm. Several seconds later, his body relaxes, practically sinking into the mattress as a sated sigh rumbles from his mouth. I love seeing him like this, limp and spent and still having trouble breathing.
Have we had swallowing before? Maybe they just never mention it.
I'm pretty sure we've had a few books where it's like he spurts into the back of my mouth.
Yeah. But they never really like talk about the swallowing of it.
No.
Or like, because you can do that and then just like spit it.
Yeah.
Kind of back onto yeah. their dick.
Like, but also, like, I guess there's been not that many books where there are blowjobs anyways, because it's yeah. usually, like, either he goes down on her and then they have sex.
Mm-hmm. Or it's blowjob is just to prep for the sex.
Yeah, there's not a finishing in a blowjob.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, that's the end of this sex scene.
Oh, no penetration.
And no penetration sex scene.
Okay, I love it.
That's also valid.
Of course it is. I love it.
That's that.
Okay. I don't really like swallowing.
Me, I kind of have to psych myself up because of my horrible gag reflex.
Yeah, you're a vomiter.
It's a known fact.
Yeah, wear it as a badge, babe.
Yeah, so it's usually has to be kind of not planned, but I have to pump myself up for it, you know?
Yeah.
Luckily, my boyfriend's sperm does not taste bad at all.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a university thing. Like, I haven't been with a guy since I was like in uni.
Yeah.
That had bad.
Yeah. Like I think I've also had bad experiences with sperm. Like I actually wanted to vomit, but now it's like I can't taste anything. Like there's no taste.
Yeah. Maybe it's COVID. But the spunk is tasting better.
It is.
I don't know.
The spunk is non-existent.
Yeah. It also might just be like grown-ass men are eating vegetables.
Maybe that.
And university students are eating spam.
Maybe so that.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Pineapples have nothing to do with it, babes.
Yeah.
So anyways. I don't mind swallowing. I just have to know in advance if I'm doing it.
Yeah. You're like, I have to have an empty stomach. You're like, have
I have to do my breathing exercises.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only done it once and I almost gagged, which like I don't gag.
What was the reason for your gagging? Coming from a gagger.
Yeah.
There's many reasons you can gag.
I love a gaggle of gaggers.
What'd you call me?
A gaggle of gaggers.
A gaggle of gaggers.
No, it's weird because like I knew it was coming.
Haha. Haha.
But for some reason, maybe because it was like the first time, I think his dick was like too far back in my mouth. Mm. Like looking back on it, it needs to be like not right at the back of my freaking uvula.
And he can't come on the uvula.
No, because it literally just like was right in the back and I almost was like, that's why I gagged.
Because then that's almost like going up your nose too.
Well, exactly. Which, no, thank you.
No, nay, nay.
But I also just like didn't care for it. It's not sexy. Like maybe it's sexy to them.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm not like a baby bird. Like, don't feed me. I don't want that. I think that there's sexier ways.
Don't feed me.
That's not the part of wine and dine that I want to be dined.
Don't nourish me.
I don't want it.
Don't nutrition me.
No, I don't want it. Like, stop. I don't want your babies. But, like, I think that there's hotter things. She's gone. I think there's hotter things to do with spunk than swallow it.
Yeah.
Especially, like, for both parties. Like, hotter for me to, like, sexually spit it back onto your dick and make it a messy, fun time again. Yeah. Then like just sit there and swallow it and then I'm like stick my tongue out like I did it, like got it all. I don't know, I guess it's a kink, but I don't want that. I have IBS, like my bowels are irritable. I can't be ingesting things that are
she has
alien.
A tapeworm.
Yeah, my tapeworm doesn't like your sperm.
What are you gonna rate this?
Oh god, I thought it was good. I was here for it. She cried. So like,
yeah,
I don't know. I liked their banter. I, to be honest, am not turned on. And oh. maybe because I just like needed more, but I'm mm-hmm. also not like, I want to read more.
Right.
I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Good job. She got past her trauma.
Yeah.
I don't know. They didn't really delve really fully into like all of like him fully fingering her. Like there wasn't enough descriptive things happening.
It was too much banter, not enough sex.
Yeah. It was too much. This is a teen book. Yeah. And we're like kind of touching each other. I would give it like a 4. Like, yeah. I don't know. What do you feel?
I also feel that way.
Like, would this get you off?
Like, maybe.
I think if I kept reading.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much story tied to it.
True. That is true. I'm actually kind of intrigued to read the book.
Yeah, there's like, it's hard to take it out of context with this book. Yeah. Like, it's so ingrained in the story of
but
them,
like, think about Bridgerton. Like, Bridgerton is kind of like that. It's all about their banter and yeah. like that's half the sexiness, but the scene was great.
The scene was good. So, I think in this one there was too much talking.
Yeah, it was too much talking. Where's Nana?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, maybe a 5, like, I'll give it that.
No, if you weren't turned on, then we'll do it a 4.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree because I'm also not turned on.
Great. Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Is it me?
What?
Did I do something?
Also, bring your trauma to this
when
podcast.
When Meth Boy was ending things, he called me and he said, but it wasn't your looks. Don't worry.
Babe, I wasn't worried about that. I wasn't worried until you brought it up.
But now I'm worried.
Yeah. I wasn't worried until you placated
don't
me.
Don't say that to a woman. Don't bring up her looks.
No.
Don't even talk to a woman.
Get her out of your... Get her name. Get her body. Get her
cut your dick off.
Out of your mouth.
Yeah. Men fit into one of 3 categories. Eat a carb. Read a book. Castrate yourself.
He was castrate.
Meth boy. Castrate yourself.
Meth boy.
On that note.
And if you're still listening to the podcast now, you know who you are.
Yeah, keep listening.
Keep listening, and you better not hope that you get face-to-face with me.
Because Dharma has a bat penis, and she's going to knock you out.
I'm going to box you out. Bink.
Wait, I forgot to do our outro. Not that anyone does this, but you should follow us on Instagram at Not Mother's Book Club or send us an email to notmothersbookclub@gmail.com with all your fun suggestions, and we'll probably forget that you suggested the book, but we're probably going to read it. So don't
worry.
You won't
get any credit, but we're going to read it.
And we'll give it a 4. You could also follow our TikTok, Not Your Mother's Book Club. And if you want to give us money because we're poor...
Help me, I'm poor.
Our couch is shit stained still. We got a new cover for it. If you want to donate funds to the Fuck the Meth Boy
GoFundMe
charity,
go to podbean.com/notyourmothersbookclub
and sign up, and then you get rights as a human.
You get to vote and speak your truth.
Yeah.
You get to tell us about every time you cried during an orgasm.
Oh my God, I love that. I actually hate that. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you.